Do you sometimes feel stuck in your routines and set patterns? Do you feel like there's more out there for you? Do you want to be the best version of yourself? If your answer to these questions is yes, then the Northwest University Student Counseling and Development are here for you. Breaking out of your comfort zone has many benefits. With a little understanding and just a few adjustments, you can break from your routine and do some amazing things. We like to be in environments where we experience a low level of anxiety and stress. These levels are, however, not the same for every person, and it varies from every individual to the next. Our comfort zone is a behavioral space where these activities and behaviors fit a routine and a pattern that minimize risk and provide us with mental security. We tend to benefit from comfort zones when we experience regular happiness, low anxiety, and reduced stress. But it's when we get stuck in these environments that we sometimes become stagnant, stuck in a rut. We become content with that 65% in academics, the relationship where things are just fine, and that sense that we can do better, but we cannot see why change. The answer is optimal anxiety. Yes, believe it or not, anxiety can be good for us, in controlled doses. When you reach a state where you're experiencing some anxiety, it gets you moving. That inner drive that says, no, that 65% is no longer what I want. I want to push for 70. When we reach optimal anxiety, we start doing things differently. We accept a challenge. It's, however, extremely important not to push too hard, though. Optimal anxiety can easily transform into distress, which breaks us down and hinders us from performing at all. Remember, your comfort zone is neither good or bad. It's neutral. It's a natural state. Nothing really happens there. We don't all grow at the same speed or in the same environment. You might be asking yourself right now, so why would I want to leave a space where it's nice and relaxed and feels safe? Well, when we do leave our comfort zone and step into less familiar places, we get to experience a lot of benefits. Uproot and move. It's very easy to get stuck in easy. When we get stuck, we don't set any goals for ourselves, and we're so afraid of failing that we don't even try. So without having the courage to move beyond your comfort zone, you don't move at all. Mediocrity is not for you. The moment you decide to move past your comfort zone and into the unknown, where you decide to be more, to take a risk and not to settle for anything less than we deserve, even with the fear of failing, telling yourself that you are taking on this whole new experience with everything that may hold it in store is super important, because you're challenging yourself to grow, to learn, to make mistakes, to accumulate some new knowledge. So, good for you! The only constant is change. Stepping out into the unknown world outside of your comfort zone, you actively learn that the only thing constant is change. Becoming more comfortable with change, you know that you will not be left behind in an ever-changing world. Even though the magic happens outside of our comfort zone, it's a safe environment to return to. Appreciate the safe, comfortable space to process some of the experiences you have when stepping out of your comfort zone, because it can be challenging. Don't let stepping out to become commonplace and boring. Continue to challenge different avenues in life. Challenge yourself to do things differently and to experience new things. But know that your old friend, the comfort zone, is there for you when you need to recharge and reflect. It's like your room. It's comfy and cozy, but you can't stay there all day. Well, at least not all day every day. You need to, at some point, leave and go out and do things. But you know that at the end of the day, your cozy, comfy room is still there after a hard day of being an awesome you. So next time you feel stuck in a rut, ask yourself, what can I do today, right now, to challenge my comfort zone and try something new? It doesn't always have to be big or life-changing. It can be a different meal, a different book, a different style. As the saying goes, everything you wanted is one step out of your comfort zone.